And in the Great Commission, when Jesus has been crucified, 3 days later, he is risen from the dead. You know, it's an interesting fact that, isn't it? A lot of people say, oh, well, come on, get over it, you know. You know, rising from the dead. You know, our whole Christian faith hinges, signifies on the fact that it's not some rule and regulation. It's not some duty-bound religion that we follow, but it is our devotion, our love and our connection to God as a Father through Jesus Christ, because he rose again. And as people go into the water to connect with his death, they rise again out of the water to signify that new life that they have. Come on, it's good. Jesus said to the disciples, I want you to go into all the world. I want you to preach the gospel. It's what we're doing this morning. I want you to heal the sick. So there's a lot of people who need healing today. You know, I've seen people who've been baptized who've gone in sick and come out restored. You might go, what's that all about? I don't know. It's just called the miracle power of God. Yeah. And yet, something so important. And John's confused. He doesn't really get it. Because his baptism was all about dealing with sin. And that's an important thing in life. And we kind of get hooked up sometimes on thinking and think. He's not wanting to come and point a finger and tell you everything that you're doing that's wrong in your life. I think he wants to come and demonstrate his love towards you. That being said, Acts 2:38 says this, talking about the Apostle Peter. And when he'd come out from that time when the Holy Spirit, recorded in the book of Acts, had fallen upon the people, he says, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sin and turn to God. And that's what repentance simply is. It's to do a 180 of where you're going and to turn around from the road you're traveling down and come and acknowledge that there is God. To say, I don't want to live like this any longer. I want to live for you and not against you. I don't want my life tracking down, doing things that bring dishonor to me. I want to come and live a life that's honorable to you. It says, each of you must repent to say sorry for the things we have done wrong and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Wow, and you might be thinking, oh, sounds a bit, ooh, Holy Spirit. But I believe that God, by his Spirit, can come and touch a life that makes Jesus real to you and I. Jesus is not here right now. It'd be great if he could just click my fingers and he would turn up. But there is something about having faith that when we believe and we confess with our mouth, and it's upon confession of faith that we baptize people.